doctor. Give me the news.
Every hump day, we catch up with our love doctor. She's a trained psychologist at Fairhome Doctors Surgery in Singleton and Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook. Her name is Kim Kalusek. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Diana. Good morning, Dylan. I like that. Hump day and the love doctor's on.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it works. Winky face. All right, if you have a question for her, you can pop it in our question box at Instagram, 981 PowerFM. Our first question is coming in and is anonymous as always. My husband has been hiding money from me and I don't know how to ask him about it without making this awkward. How do I talk about it?
Well, my first response is hide the rolling pin to prevent the urge to dong him on the head. Wow.
We do not encourage this, no. Kim, though, do we?
No. Wow, isn't he behaving badly? So, you know, what I'm kind of worried about is why is she worried about, you know, making us awkward? He's not behaving very well. Hiding things from our partner is deceitful, you know, and I think that it's fair to say that your husband has made things awkward by going behind your back. So I don't think that raising this and asking him questions is a problem. I think it's a necessity. You know, why is he hiding cash? What's he need it for? You know, what's he, you know, who's he, you know, spending it on, you know, what's going
it's,
on with this
Kim,
money?
It's funny that this one comes up because I was speaking to a friend of mine recently and she said that a friend of hers, her partner hid some money because he won some money on the pokies. Now, I don't encourage this deceitful behaviour whatsoever, but in a situation like that, how do you bring that up?
Straight in, you know, like, what's the story? Like, why is it that you haven't discussed this with me? I think that's, you know, absolutely legitimate because, you know, hiding stuff is deceit. And, you know, we talk about communication, the backbone of relationships, but also is trust. And if my partner is not sharing things with me and hiding information from me, then the trust starts to go and then the relationship's eroded. So I think, you know, in this case, this lady needs to actually discuss this with her husband. I would gather as much information first and so that she, you know, can't let him weasel out of it and that she knows the facts of, you know, how much money this is, you know, where it maybe has gone, etc. But, you know, I think come from a point of curiosity rather than accusations, but, you know,
yeah,
it doesn't
idea.
Bode very well. It doesn't bode well, and I'm kind of wondering whether she needs some legal advice. It's a slippery slope when our partner starts hiding stuff from us.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we've got another question here. My partner wants to try some things in the bedroom, but I have acrylic nails, which makes them a little bit tricky. Any tips?
I love this question. Can we keep it PG, Kim?
Yeah.
All right, we can. Well, hello, kids. It's now a good time for all of you to get out your phones and start playing some games on it.
Put your headphones in.
Yeah, play some YouTube. Yeah, even better, have a look at the new Xbox and Nintendo releases for Christmas so that you can pester Mum later this afternoon. So, all right, I think we've lost at least the kids.
Yeah, now to the nitty-gritty.
Now to the nitty-gritty. So basically, to answer the question, life is about a series of choices. And so sadly, most of us don't get to do everything that we want, when we want, and how we want. So we need to make a choice. You know, I've had the dilemma of nails in the past when I started doing pottery. You know, it's impossible to do pottery and not have fingernail marks all over it. So I had a choice. I could either, you know, persist and have ordinary pottery work or chop my nails back. I had to chop my nails back.
So well, there's your answer.
The moral of this is she needs to decide. So she can either have shorter nails or explore all the positions of the Kama Sutra and enjoy that without worrying about.
And he's the vase that you're making.
That's right. So choices, and they're all hers.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Kim. She is a trained psychologist. If you want to catch up with her yourself, you can at Fairhome Doctor Surgery in Singleton or Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook. Our love doctor, Kim, thank you for the advice.
Thank you for having me, guys.